All right, so before we go into the episode, I just want to say that I thought I was recording video, but I wasn't. So this week, you're only going to get an audio version, so I apologize. Next week, I will have a video version. I might have a guest. I'm trying to work on getting a couple more people on here because, you know, I don't know if y'all getting tired of me. Anyway, sorry, there's no video this week. Audio only. Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
This is Afternoon Programming with L.
Jesus Christ. All right, what's going on? This is episode 30 of Afternoon Programming. Of course, it's me, one and only L. To everybody who listens, thank you for listening, man. I really appreciate it. I was looking at like the analytics and stuff and just like of the show. I appreciate that everybody just tunes in and checks us out. Got a few things to talk about today. I actually have to do this real quick. I just realized, I think I wore the same shirt, I think, on the last episode. So if you're watching the video episode, you're like, damn, this motherfucker ain't got no clothes. No, it's not that I don't have any clothes. It's more so that I just have very few shirts. I have a rotation. So like I have shit that I wear that people be like, oh yeah, that's like one of my favorite shirts. This is like one of my favorite shirts. I have like a week's worth of shirts, I want to say. But I digress. Going to be a short episode today. You know, maybe like half hour, something short, just because it's been busy. I've been working on a bunch of stuff. Anyway, scratch all of that. Scratch like all this shit. There's something that I want to talk about. I actually have to pull up my phone here. I'm so disorganized, but it's okay because y'all love me, right? I hope y'all do. Say yes to wherever you're listening. Yes, you love me. Thank you. So, of course, I wanted to start this episode off with something that, of course, I feel like is already being like, I'm just tired of hearing about it. And you all know it, and I know it. Before I even say it, and it's basically the whole Will Smith shit, and Chris Rock. Man, it's crazy how that happened on Sunday night, and I guess maybe it's because I've been on social media and I've been seeing people just do a bunch of different takes on it, and just like everybody wants to kind of chime in on it. I almost feel like this is like one of the few things that I've seen most of the people talk about. But I say all that to say I'm fucking tired of hearing about it. I'm going to give an opinion on what I feel. And I know if you've been hearing about this and, you know, you're tired of it too. I'm sorry. But I want to get into it because it actually made me think of something that I think is philosophical and something that I think is deep. So for those of you, if you've been living under a rock or you just not into like entertainment or anything like that. So basically on Sunday, March, Sunday, March 27th, which is 2 days ago. I'm recording this on Tuesday. The Oscars were going on, you know, they were giving out Oscars for film, just the main thing, Oscars giving out awards to actors and actresses or whatever. And there was a moment where Chris Rock was kind of a presenter. He was a presenter and he was presenting the award for, I want to say, the best documentary. That's what it was. And of course, as we all know, Chris Rock is a comedian. And he went on there and he was like cracking some jokes and he made a comment. The video is out there. Everybody, if you haven't seen it, it's kind of tense. It made me kind of feel like, ooh, this shit feel kind of weird. But basically what happened was, Will Smith is there because he was he played the father of Serena Venus Williams in King Arthur. Let me not say King Arthur. Let me see. Hold on. Will Smith movie. It is called King Richard, not King Arthur. That's a whole completely different thing. Anyway, so he was the father of Venus and Serena Williams in that movie, right? He did a great job from what I heard and people just loved it. And, you know, he was up for an Oscar. But anyway, Chris Rock was doing a monologue before he named the nominees of the best documentary. So in the midst of that, of course, Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, are there in the front and they're just chilling or whatever. And they're listening to his monologue. Will Smith makes a comment he makes a joke on about Jada Pinkett Smith, not on their marriage, none of that, because that kind of is played out, I assume, even though earlier in the show, Regina Hall made a joke on that, but you know, whatever. Everybody knows about that. And the round table thing. Anyway, man, I am really fucking scrambled. Sorry. Anyway, he makes a joke about, because Jada has, she's shaved her head. Now, mind you, a lot of people might not know, I didn't know this, but she has alopecia, which is something that makes you lose your hair, right? She has alopecia and she shaved her head because she didn't want to, from what's said, is she didn't want to kind of see her hair in patches just fall off, you know? So she just said, whatever, I'm going to get ahead of it. Let me cut my, shave my head off. I don't, you know, I'm just going to take control and take power of this. So Chris Rock is just doing his little monologue. He gives a little, makes a joke at her and says, hey, I can't wait to see G.I. Jane 2, which this is kind of like an older movie. And if you're young and you don't know what G.I. Jane is, it's a movie. I have to remember. I know Demi Moore is the lead in it. If you don't even know who Demi Moore is, if you're young, G.I. Jane. It's a 1997 film. So if you were born before this year, you probably don't know this film. So G.I. Jane is a movie that stars Demi Moore, this actress. She plays this woman who is, I want to say, like, at the time perceived, you know, she's like girly movie. And back in the day, women going into the army wasn't like a big thing. Like, or excuse me, wasn't a thing. Like, it was, you were like, it was very few from what I remember. And if you went in there, it's kind of like, well, if you're going in here, you're, you know, it's tough. It's tough. It's like boot camp on steroids, because you're in the army. So anyway, movie's about all of that. It's just this woman who decides that she wants to go into the army, and she becomes a strong, independent woman that just, you know, surpasses expectations and like rises to the call type of movie. You know, it's a 90s movie. Anyway, so he makes a joke, I'm assuming because she's got, you know, like this real like buzz cut on her, and says, I can't wait for G.I. Jane 2. I mean, you know, the joke, it's an okay joke. I mean, to me, let me say that. To me, it's an okay joke. Like, he's just cracking at her because her head is shaved. Now, in the video, if you see it, she kind of rolls her eyes. Now, at the same time, Will Smith is laughing at the joke because I'm assuming he's just like, well, everybody's laughing. Let's just laugh, blah, 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 whatever. Now, in the midst of that, he's that joke, he, Will Smith sees Jada kind of roll her eyes and all of a sudden makes a beeline for Chris Rock. He literally goes on stage, goes up there. Chris is like, oh, look out, King Richard's coming. And Will Smith slaps him. Now, if you watch the video, you almost feel like it was staged. I kind of felt like it was staged because he kind of flinched a little bit. But at the same time, I'm like, hold on. The energy feels kind of awkward because after it happens, Chris Rock is a little like shook, like he's surprised, like he didn't expect it to happen. Either that or he acted his ass off and sold that slap in the, you know, the thing after. But I mean, of course, maybe, of course, now we know it wasn't, you know, something set up, or at least from what we know. Slaps him, and Chris just says, wow, you know, that's crazy that that happened, da-da-da. Will Smith yells, he goes back to his seat, yells from his seat, keep my wife's name out your motherfucking mouth. And then Chris just goes, wow, this is, it was just a G.I. Jane joke, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, that happens. He says, keep my wife's name out of your motherfucking mouth. Awkward. Makes the whole shit awkward. The energy is awkward. The room is awkward. People are like, is this shit real? Is this shit fake? What's going on? Goddamn, you know, didn't expect this shit to happen at the Oscars. Whatever. So that happens. And everybody's like, okay. After that happens, I think they go to commercial break. In the U.S., I want to say screening. In the U.S., they cut out the audio. But in international, like if you're watching it like in a different country outside of the U.S., you kind of still heard what was going on. Anyway, they go to commercial break. Then there's like footage that surfaced the next day that showed like Denzel and Tyler Perry and Bradley Cooper kind of console Will Smith because Will was crying. And then I'm like, oh, this shit's actually real. Now, I don't just want to kind of recite that. That's kind of basically what happened. So that happens, right? Social media goes crazy. People start going, Will Smith needs to be arrested. I forgot to mention later on, he wins Oscar for his lead role in King Richard. He wins that, you know, he apologizes on and in his acceptance speech. But then he kind of blames it. He kind of says the, you know, that happening kind of like art imitates life type of thing where he's like, yeah, I was in, character. Which I was like, all right, what, hold the fuck on. I don't know if that's the case. But anyway, the social media is going like, oh my God, you know, Will Smith needs to be arrested or they need to be sued. Like it was just a soft joke. People were making memes left and right. You know, a lot of crazy. I mean, it's crazy how quick in this day and age people are to make memes. Like, yo, the amount of time, like how quick these, the people who are making memes, the new kid, I want to say the young guns, unless it's like some older people in there too, how quick they are to make these memes. Anyway, people are saying that the Academy needs to take that Oscar away from Will, which I don't think will happen. I remember when I initially saw it, I was upset because I was like, I defend comedians a lot, not all of them, but I defend a lot just because my philosophy is that they're kind of like the people who you need, your beliefs need to be tested every now and then. At least that's my belief, you know, and you have to have a balance for everything. You have to have a balance in this whole world for shit to make sense. That's just my belief. Of course, you might think, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's not how that shit, whatever. My side needs to win, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. Now, let me pull up this note because I was thinking about this like all day yesterday. First, the question that I thought of was, one, who is right? Because there's people who argue for both sides where one says Will did the right thing because he was defending his wife. And that shit kind of spun out of control. Now, there's a lot of shit that I can't speak on because, one, I'm not black. But I understand, you know, people were saying that he was defending his wife and that he was doing what a husband should have done. I get it. Now, do I agree with him slapping Chris Rock? No.
Hey, let up.
Cut this part out.
Hey,
come on. From losing my my place. Now, I don't agree with it, but man, it's one of those things where it's a human reaction. You know, it's like, I understand why, but I don't agree with the action that he took. Now, I almost feel like it, because then some people are saying, well, Chris Rock's a comedian, this is what he does. The joke wasn't even that crazy. Like, it wasn't like, he wasn't like saying some foul shit. You know, at the same time, though, I learned a long time ago, I say a long time ago, really like a year or two ago, you can't be upset at what people get upset at. Like, you can't tell people what to not get upset at or what to get upset at, because everybody's, it's like a varying degree, like, of things, you know, what you find offensive, I might not find offensive at all. Perfect example is that joke. And like, I didn't think that joke was tame, but then I was like, well, if like my partner was there and somebody cracked a joke about my partner, would I laugh it off? And if I saw her that she was like, you know, she rolled her eyes and she was feeling type of way, then would I have said something? Man, I don't know. It's like, I don't think I would. I would have just been like, hey, he's a comedian. You know, it is what it is. But anyway, so some people are saying that Chris, you know, should have sued, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, Chris didn't press charges because the LAPD supposedly went up there and was like, hey, do you want to file charges or, you know, whatever? And he was like, no, don't worry, don't trip. Bro, I tell you, though, he took that punch, boy, he took that shit like to the chin. He got an iron chin. But it brought up this question of, you know, I feel like maybe this is the reason why everybody's talking about it so much. But it brought up this idea of like, you know, one, when something like this happens, you know, what's the right way to go about it, to react, you know? And everybody's going to have their opinions, and you're probably saying, what do you mean, what's the right way? I mean that, is there really a right way to handle this? Now, we all have our morals and values, and we all have our beliefs, and I understand that that's probably a guiding factor in how you handle your day-to-day life, but, like, for someone who might have been raised different and handled things, their parents handled things different as a child, and maybe that's what they grew up in, you know, then the way that you handle it might be wrong to them, you know? Because I know plenty of people growing up who, if somebody said something, they were going to handle that shit right then and there. Like, you know, whether it be fighting, you know, or talking it out right there in this intense conversation. But everybody has, like, their own way of dealing with things, you know? I will say, though, because I was watching a few videos, they just pop up on social media because they were everywhere. But people were saying, yeah, I almost like, man, a part of me, I don't like being petty or anything like that. But a part of me kind of feels like, man, like, it almost feels like, where was this energy, you know, whenever that whole round table thing was going on? And, you know, how come, you know, of course, from what we know, he didn't go off on nobody, or he didn't see somebody, you know, check somebody or whatever for what happened when the whole entanglement thing happened. But this almost feels like something else is going on. Like, some people were saying maybe it was for method acting because of King Richard, and King Richard was a very intense guy, or at least from what I was reading. But it just makes you wonder of, like, you know, it's talked so much about because of people are like, well, would you have done, you know, would you have gone up there? You know, I saw a lot of funny texts where people were talking about, oh, like, if you know who Shannon Sharpe is, he's an retired NFL player. Now he's a comment. He has a show with Skip Bayless, if you know who that is. They're just commentators on sports and entertainment and stuff like that. And he was talking about, he was like, I would have whooped his ass. There was part of me who I was like, if that would happen, no, we would have thrown hands. Like, we would have thrown hands then and there. I don't care. It would have been over, you know. But then there's part of me of like, well, damn, would I have done that, you know, or would I have been trying to be professional? I would have dodged that shit for sure, or tried to. But it's just interesting because the one thing when things like this happen is how social media goes on this kind of philosophical way of like situational like questioning, you know. They kind of like, well, if I was, you know, in that position, I would have done A, B, and C. I would have seen them after the show, da da da. It's, you know, it's easier said, you know, than done. But it's just interesting at this point, though. Like, after today, I was like, you know, it should have been done, but nah, but people are still talking about it. It's just interesting. I'm over here 15 minutes in. Sorry for talking your ears off about this, but it makes you think of like right and wrong, because this is kind of like, it's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know, for that old saying of, you know, would people have, if he didn't do that, would people have been upset that he didn't stand up for his wife, you know? Or would people have just brushed it off and been like, whatever, it was another joke, it wasn't big. You know, it's a lot of what ifs, you know? Or what if Chris Rock didn't say that joke, you know? Would the Oscars even been talked about? And there's parts of me that kind of feel like this is staged, because I'm like, man, this shit always happens. It always happens. Like, moments like this on that night. The reason why I say that, because if you remember a couple years back, the whole Moonlight, I was about to say scandal. It's not really a scandal. But where they were trying to announce Best Picture, you know, the best movie of whatever the Oscar year. And I think, I'm about to say La La Dance Away, the movie with Emma Stone and what's that dude's name? That white dude's name. God damn it, I can't remember his fucking name. La La Land, is that it? I think that's the name of the movie. La La Land. Yep, La La Land. It's Ryan Gosling. And supposedly they said La La Land won. People went up there, and the people of La La Land were like, actually, the presenter said the wrong movie. It's actually Moonlight. And that caused like a whole storm of philosophical stuff. And shit like this always happens. So, which makes me think of like, this shit stays. But then you never know. It's just, you know, what is it about this night that people, you know, or is this Oscars trying to get, you know, buzz and shit, whatever. I like to know what y'all think, like, who was right, who was wrong. And then after this, we done talking about it, because I'm tired of hearing about this shit. I want my social media timeline to be different. I'm tired of seeing it. But if you know, do you think that Will was in the right? You know, I guess maybe it also comes down to like how you were raised. I feel like this comes down with a lot of like values that you grew up with, you know, because there's parts of me that kind of agree. Like, I get why he did it. I probably would have handled it after the show. That's the different. I would have taken it, talked to him and been like, hey, why you do that shit? So on and so forth. But I don't know. It's interesting because everybody just feels like they're right. You know, that happens with a lot of everybody's picking sides. That's what happens. People pick sides. I kind of tend to try to pick the middle, see everything. And on this one, it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. I get it. It makes, I get why people made the decision that they made. But, you know, just because you did what you did because you felt that was right doesn't mean that there's not consequences for that. So now, to kind of close this out, where we're at currently. The Academy is talking about they're under review and they're trying to decide what to do. Like, because one, you're on this big stage, you're on television, and I don't know how many people watched it, however, thousands, millions, whatever. And then it's like, well, shit, this is assault caught on camera. And is this something that you want in, you know, that big night event? Is this something that wants to be associated with Hollywood? Now, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't see them taking that Oscar away. But if they do, then it makes me think of like, okay, are people going to be upset? There probably will be people that are upset, but are they going to be like, so you're telling me, you know, people tend to like flip the question a little bit to kind of favor what they believe in. You know, are they going to be like, well, so you're telling me you can't stand up for your wife, but then it's like, well, is comedy even allowed anymore? You know, it just goes a lot of different ways. Anyway, I'm mumbling. I'm over here just like, I'm tired of it. You can tell I'm tired of it because I just read here that I have this shit pulled up where Zoe Kravitz calls out Will Smith slap at Oscars. We are apparently assaulting people on stage now. Zoe Kravitz, love you. Amazing. I'm just tired of hearing about this. So, but anyway, leave a comment. You know, I might do a little poll because of I can do that shit in Anchor or whatever. Let me know if you did agree with, I'm going to say agree with Chris, agree with, you know, or agree with Will, what he did, yes or no. Make that shit simple. Anyway, to everybody, listen, thank you for the feedback. Also, leave a voicemail because I want to hear from some of y'all. You know, you don't have to mention your name, where you're from or nothing like that, but it'd be cool if you got something that you want to talk about or get off your chest, you know. Next thing I want to talk about that I wanted to touch on is that Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of Foo Fighters. If you don't know who the Foo Fighters are, they're an amazing band. The drummer passed away. I don't know if they announced what he passed away from. Let me see. I'm trying to read real quick. Sorry, I should have been prepared. Okay. No, it's not really announcing. So the drummer from the Foo Fighters passed away unexpectedly. Trying to see if no, I don't think anybody. Foo Fighters, Marshall, turn after blah blah. Billy Ash. Funny enough. Huh. I don't know. But he passed away, unfortunately. Rest in peace. He's an amazing dude. Whoa. Hold up. This can't be real. Hold on. I gotta read this shit. So maybe I shouldn't say this. I don't know. But anyway, I'll just say, so supposedly there's a rumor. I don't know if it's confirmed. Supposedly he had 10 different drugs in his system when he died. So probably an overdose or something like that. RIP, man. Drugs will get you. If that's the case, I'm sorry if it's not. But that's crazy, man. You got to be careful with them drugs, man. Especially if you're doing too many. 10? You need 10? But crazy. RIP to that, man. I really don't have much else to say just because I didn't know too much about him. I just knew the band. But unfortunately, you know, people die too soon. Or, you know, that's what it feels like, man. Sorry, I shouldn't have been laughing, but I'm reading some news articles right now. And I see what comes across, of course, this is TMZ. That it's just a random headline that says O.J. Simpson weighs in on Will Smith slap, says he can relate. Why is OJ always kind of like out here just like, what up Twitter world? You know, why is he out here? Why do we care what OJ says? It's just that it's just random. It's crazy how he's just out there, you know? I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Man, this might be like a real short episode. I'm trying to think what's going on with me. What's going on with me? C-filler. Sorry. I might come some of this out. Man, been working on records, man. Real quick, I just want to touch on that. I dropped a record with Ahird. Shout out to Ahird, man. We did a track and shot a music video for Practice that came out. Everybody's been like vibing with it. We really appreciate that. Thank you for all the like great feedback and like people who are listening all over the world. It's crazy that people really love the record. I love that record a lot. And so got more music on the way. That's all I want to say about that. Make sure you watch the video. Let me see. Do I have anything else? No. I haven't really been doing nothing else, man. I've been working on new music. Just a lot of music. Just a lot of me, man. One thing I do want to touch on, because I remember I thought about this in the beginning. So recently, as a creative, when you're a creative person, not just me, but if you're just a creative in whatever field that you're in, man, I had been struggling recently with a lot of the, what am I trying to say? The feeling of needing to create when I have nothing to create. Kind of like, you know, trying for that forcing of creating. And like, I was doing that for a minute, man. And I literally took a week off from really creating or even writing or anything. I kind of just chilled out, lived life as a human. Not that I'm a robot, but I just didn't create, man. And I'm not gonna lie, I feel better, because I think, man, sometimes when you're a creator, you kind of forget how great you are. Excuse me. Even the ability to create is something that's like amazing when you really think about it, because not everybody can create, you know? And I'm not speaking personally just about the art world, but in just whatever field that you're in, people, we create a lot of things, you know, as humans. Anyway, I'm losing my train of thought. I say all that to say that I took a week off from creating and I kind of just lived life, you know, worked a little part-time gig and then, you know, played some games or whatever, watched some movies and stuff. I started watching Genius, the Kanye documentary. And that first episode, man, I wanted to tear up so many times because, you know, seeing how much he wanted to make it, that hunger of him, like, he's like, I'm gonna make it. And then seeing his mom and how supportive she was, I was like, man, it's so beautiful. And it was also like sad just because you kind of see how important his mom was to him, you know? And you know, like she was like his support system. She kind of like was, you know, the parent that like, that he needed, you know? And, it was crazy. It was inspiring too, as well as just how hard he worked. And like when you're creating and you're like in this world of entertainment or art or just whatever your field is, and man, there's a lot of times that you go through the motions and you kind of, there's a lot of times where you might feel like undervalued or like not appreciated. And it's not something easy to like handle all the time. Cause sometimes you ask yourself like, why am I doing this? Why don't I just do this? Why don't I just do that? But you still choose to continue on. And sometimes that's all we can do, you know? And I will say, you know, for creatives out there, man, if you're creating and you kind of feel like, you know, why am I doing this? Or you ask your, you know, you're kind of not feeling it anymore, man. Just, I would say to you as a word of advice that I kind of got over the years, and, you know, I'm pretty sure this isn't something new, but one, what is the end goal? Do you have an end goal? It's okay if you don't. What do you want to do? You know, I try not to set too many goals for myself, just because I'm trying to change my way of thinking of, my goal is to just create every single day. That's all it is. Anything else that comes out of that, it's a blessing. I appreciate it. It's amazing. Because I used to have these goals where I want to do an album. I want to make a song. I want to make a beat. I want to make 5 beats. I want to do this. And if I didn't accomplish it, then I'd be sad. Or if I did, then I'd be like, cool, what's the next goal? Shout out to the homie Stolen Drums. He's the one who put me on to, you know, the goal is to just create and just be appreciative that you can create, you know? And that's kind of changed my outlook on creating and being an artist for a living, you know, whether it be producer, podcaster, photographer, videographer, editor, whatever. It's changed my outlook and it's helped me. Not to say that it'll help everybody, but it's helped me. And if me talking about it helps you in any way, I'm happy and I'm glad that it helps you. And we just got to keep creating, man. Don't be afraid to put your stuff out there. Don't be afraid. I was listening to some old records that I did a long time ago and I was like, holy shit, I've come a long way. The shit's still on my Spotify and all my streaming. You can go up there. I do want to take it down or redo them to make them sound better, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just keep them up there. But yeah, man, just create to create. And, you know, beautiful things will come out of that. Sure, have some goals, but also don't forget to enjoy the process. That's like, you know, I see why people say that all the time. Just have fun with it. Just get lost in your craft. Get lost in the passion that you have for whatever it is. Oh, look at me being a life coach. Look at me being a father. Look at me being talking to you like I'm a dad, you know. Yeah, other than that, man, I think that might be it, because I really don't care anymore about this whole Oscars thing. People, after a while, I'm like, man, y'all ran this shit into the ground. Like, I'm tired of this. Let me see. I want to look at technology. Is there any news? Because if not, I'll just call it a day. No, I think that's it. Well, I know, you know, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Like I said, man, if y'all want, send in a voicemail, drop a comment, say what's up, you know, it'd be dope to talk to Samuel. And, I always have an open ear. but, make sure, thank you to everybody who's listening or who's still listening. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Afternoon Programming. That's the name of the podcast. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram and I was about to say Twitter. I forgot the name of the thing. TikTok at Afternoon Programming. Yeah, other than that, man, just keep creating. Have fun. Don't get lost in the sauce. And I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.